Hey everyone, welcome back to the DevOps Lab. I'm Damien, I'm joined by Jay Gordon. Jay, what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to be talking about your first steps building containers in Azure.
Awesome, don't miss it. Hi everyone, welcome back to the DevOps Lab. I'm Damien and I am joined by Jay Gordon, another one of the cloud advocates.
How's it going, man?
Good, good. We are coming to you live from Microsoft Ignite, the tour, the first event in Berlin, but there's events all over the world over the next few months.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I'm going to at least four or five of these things. I'm going to get to meet so many people, really give people the opportunity to learn about what it is we want people to start doing with Azure.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you get the opportunity, please come to one of these events. We'd really love to meet you. We'd love to just hear what your interests are around the cloud and technology. We'll get you started. And I think getting started is one of the things we're actually going to talk about right now.
Exactly. And this is a big thing for me. I am not much of a container guy, which is strange for a DevOps person to be talking about. Mm-hmm. But I'm a bit more traditional, kind of, you know, deploy your application to the cloud, deploy databases, run through the pipelines, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I can run a container on my local machine. Mm-hmm. I can spin up a Docker container and do all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to actually running the thing in the cloud, I almost feel like, you know, now I need to know Kubernetes, I need to know Helm, I need to know all that kind of stuff. You don't, right?
You really don't. And here's the thing is that when I first got introduced to containerization, I thought of it as, well, you know, this is something I can do on my laptop to demo ideas or to, you know, run like tests against things. But to be honest with you, I started learning that once you have really learned how to operationalize these container technologies, you can make them work for you and build things faster and easier. Yeah. So one of the things that I'm doing here at the Ignite Tour is I'm teaching people how to take a multi-tiered application that's built with one API that's written in ASP.NET, that's got an SQL Server backend. We've got another Node API that's using a MongoDB database that we eventually go and throw in a Cosmos. Mm-hmm. And then finally, we have a React front end, which is kind of hiding all that stuff back there. And it's been one of those things where I've been able to really show people that this is a way to get started with containers with a really low bar of entry. There's a way to just say, let's get started, let's build what we need. So one of the things I'm going to do today is I'm going to show you this really simple application. So first thing I recommend, if you want to follow along, GitHub/JDestro demo app. You can go ahead and just clone this repo. I've already done that. And as you can see, it's a simple Express Node.js application. It's really only there to give you something simple to work with right away. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to create a container registry. A container registry is going to be where I can actually build a container image, store it, so then eventually I can tell Azure, I want to load it into the application service for containers, and then have application service for containers eventually present that as a web available endpoint.
So it's basically, Azure Container Registry is pretty much just like an area where you can store all of your image definitions.
Yeah, think about like the Docker Hub, if you will. So let's get started really easily.
Okay.
So I've got our portal here set up. Let me make it a little bigger for those watching. And all I have to do is go to Container Registries. So now that I'm in Container Registries, what I can do is build one. Click Add. And I'm going to use my subscription. I'm going to just use an existing group that I have. So I'm just going to use JA Gord Demo. And then I'm going to give it a name, just something that's identifiable and easy. For today, we'll just call it Demo123. Simple enough.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to enable the admin user, because I want to make sure that there's some sort of security built into my registry, because I don't want people just willy-nilly throwing images in there.
Gotcha.
So let's go ahead and create. Now that registry container or container registry only takes about a second or two, you'll see, to bring up. And then once it's built, you can see deployment in process, we can actually start building the image. So this is done in just a few seconds.
When it's underway.
Yep.
So that's building us for it.
Yep. So it builds the registry, it gives you a place, and it does all the security things associated with it too. I think that's from. So yep, here we are. We can go to that resource because it's finished. I mean, what was that? 15 seconds?
Yeah, not very long.
Cool. So let's go ahead and see what was created. We've got our, it's under my resource group. We've got our login server. That's actually the server where our ACR, Azure Container Registry, is hosted. So if you hear me say ACR, it's referring to this registry.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is go to the access keys, because we need to log in. So one of the things that we're going to do is just bring up a terminal, make it so y'all can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what I will do is Docker login. And then what I'll do is I'll just go to the username that's right here, and then grab a password. And don't worry, everybody. I know you can see this password. It'll be gone way before you can do anything. So don't get any ideas. So what we'll do is we'll just pop in our password, and then voila, we are logged in.
Okay.
And now we're set up to go ahead and start building our containers that this is going to live within. So I've got this demo app directory already built there, and that's where this code is.
Okay.
And it's really, really basic. It's just a hello world, use Azure. Because to be honest with you, we're only doing this over the course of a few minutes. A lot of people are going to be walking behind us in a few minutes looking to get a couple beers and wine. So we're going to show you how to do simple. So what we're going to do is, now that we've got our container registry built, we're going to actually build the image. So I am going to go into the directory. So that is demo app. Ooh. Sorry. There we go. And then all I really need to do now is do the command docker build. Always typo when someone's watching.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yep. Minus T, and that's going to give it a tag. So what we're going to do is we're going to specify we want to use the ACR that we created. So I'm just going to do that. Grab the login server. And then what we're going to do is give it a name. And then we'll tag it. So we're going to give it the name of demo app. And then we'll tag it latest. Okay. And then we're going to say dot, because that's going to refer to our local directory, like we do in almost any Linux or kind of Unix-y command shell. So we'll hit enter.
And so that uses
What did I do wrong?
What did you do
wrong? Okay. Build, docker build minus T. I did something wrong. Let's see.
Invalid like, argument for minus T. Do you just need the flag?
Oh. You don't need this colon. Typos, like I said. People watch. I make typos.
So this makes it real, right?
Yep, exactly. So now all we have to do is build this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So if we wanted to see what it was doing locally, it was just npm start. Uh-oh. Npm. Oh, I know why, because we haven't built it yet. So let's do npm install. And now it's actually going to install the node requirements, which there really aren't many of.
Mm-hmm.
npm start. Okay, our app is online. So let's build that container again, this time with our actual correctly built application.
Okay.
There we go.
Right.
Only in a few seconds, this really, really simple container was put together. And now it's actually ready to go up to our Azure Container Registry.
And if we want to see how that was done, the Docker file.
Yep, we're going to go into the Docker file in just a second.
Awesome.
So all we have to do now to actually push it up to Azure's Container Registry, just remove the minus T, and just say pull, or I should say push, sorry. Having a day. I've been up a really long time, folks.
We're all in these weird time zones. We're in Berlin at the moment.
So yeah, push. And then now it's gonna actually push the container up to the registry, and we'll be able to use it as soon as it's finished. It only takes a few seconds. And
that's awesome.
We're gonna show you the Docker file while this is uploading that it actually was built with. So let's go over here. Really, really simple Docker file. Gives us a working directory that we're going to have within our container.
Yep.
We're going to copy the package.json that's going to say where exactly our application lives.
Mm-hmm.
We'll run npm install to get it running, or install the required different parts, like
the npm, the node.
Why can't I talk
dependencies?
Today? Yes, dependencies. You found that word.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Okay, cool.
And then eventually we copy it into where it is, and we're going to start it. Real simple. So like I said, let's go into Azure now and let's build a hosting place, a place that it's going to live.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to the dashboard, and I've got some resource groups. So let's go to JA Gore demo. That's where our resources groups are.
Yep.
Let's go to add. And what I can do here is type web app for containers.
Nice.
Really, really simple stuff. We just go ahead and click that. Gives us a little bit of information, allows customers to use their own containers and store on app service. So here's the great thing. Everybody knows what containers are right now, or at least has heard the term containers when referencing to some sort of application deployment and orchestration.
Yeah.
But the big thing that everyone assumes is that, oh, well, you know, I can really only do this with Kubernetes or,
yeah.
or OpenShift.
Yeah.
And there's all these like bigger concepts that you as a maybe getting started or moving into the world of containers might not be ready to do. What we've done here at Azure is made it so that you can just create, and now we're going to give it a name. So we're going to just call it Demo App J, because I'm J. We're going to use that existing group that we had, because we want to keep all of our resources to go together. So we'll go, we're not at Ignite the Tour, we're going to use mine. Don't go start trying to send me funny emails, everybody. All right.
What always happens.
Yeah. So we'll make sure it's part of that resource group. And then what we can do is create an app service plan. App service plan is actually going to say what size the container is going to be, the location it's going to be hosted. I miss home, so let's use East US. And then we've got different pricing tiers. I don't really want to talk about how much it's going to cost. What I want to talk to you about are the different types of resources you have available to you.
Okay.
So if you want to pick all these, there's some pricing information at the bottom. You can make a decision on what the right step is for you. Dev test is really great if you're just getting started and you want to use just some minimal credits if you've already signed up for our demo. What do we give you, like $200 worth of demo credit or something?
So, different in my currency, your currency, and what we're in right now.
But yeah, so let's go ahead. I'm going to just use production, why not? And we're going to go ahead and click apply. So we'll click OK. It'll set up that service plan, but I have to give it a name. Demo JG123. And so that I know that any costs associated with the app service plan, demo JG123, we'll know where they came from.
Yeah.
We'll know who's using them, where, so it's all really easy to create granular information so when you have to do reporting to the people that actually do care about money.
Yeah.
All right, so we're almost done. And the reason I'm doing this all in our portal is it's really easy to see it in the portal. And the next step is, when I first did it, I was like, wow, all right, that's drop dead easy. So we've got all these different types of repositories that we can host or we can use from existing. Like we have Quick Start with existing ones like Nginx, a Python Hello World.
Nice.
So for you who maybe just wants to build one and you don't have any code ready, there's a place for you to actually do something. But what we're going to do is we're going to use Azure Container Registry. We'll pick the registry that we created before, which is Demo 123.
Mm-hmm.
We uploaded an image, Demo App.
So it's already seeing it.
And then the tag.
The tag, the which it's also seeing, that's
and
cool.
And then we click apply. That is it. We're gonna click create. And over the next few seconds, what is going to happen is a web application loading a container will be built. And let's talk about all these little things that's gonna be part of that in the deployment and process. You're going to get a host name, a FQDN, you know, fully qualified domain name.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something that you can route to. It's going to have SSL enabled by default. So you'll have an HTTPS, you know, demo123.azurewebsites.com or .net. So
nice.
We provide you with a place to start working with, so then when you're ready to, you can alias your existing domain name if you're moving over. If you want to add custom SSL certificates, you can do that. Then there's other things like, you know, if you want to add a really simple, environment variable,
mm-hmm.
we've got it so simple. I'm going to show you really quick in another application where I've got some environment variables configured. Let's just go here to demo JG, and then we can go to application settings. And in here, let's say I want to have an environment variable that is being used. And as you can see, our container actually has all the information for our registry right there. There's our username, our password, our location. So it's done all this stuff for us.
Yeah.
But let's say I want to add a connection stream. But that's a straight up environment variable. There are places around here to add specific connection strings for Azure services, but let's just say we've got in a variable. Let's see, it's just DB.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's like Mongo //host/port, DB name. Like, you can do that and then just click. So you can get your applications built really quickly, not have to maintain like actual configuration files.
Yeah.
And that to me was one of the things that really stuck out to me is why this service is great. So let's actually go to our app now that it's finished building. Okay, we don't need to save those. We'll go to DemoJG. So sometimes it takes a few seconds when you're first loading it. Not even a few seconds, there. Hello world, use Azure. And that's really what we want you to do. This is just a simple way of you getting to use Azure using what are really modern services without a ton of work.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm gonna give you all. You remember, if you go to GitHub, my username, and it's the same as my Twitter, it's /jdestro or @jdestro, you can go to this demo-app. I've got a Docker file in there and this really basic Node app for you. And then just give it a shot yourself. And if you have questions, myself and all the other Azure advocates, we're always on Twitter. You can find us in other normal different places. Like if you go to some of our events, you go to some of the Microsoft Reactors. You know, there's a lot of great places where we want to work with you, we want to talk to you. And more than anything, we want you to be able to build things just as simple as this.
So I will put this in the show notes as well. And
awesome.
Twitter handles and things like that as well, so we can find out.
But well, I appreciate it.
That's awesome. That is so easy to get started with this stuff.
And you know, one of my favorite things is helping people take that first step.
Yeah.
And so if I've helped you make that first step today, shoot me a note. Let me know, because I really appreciate it.
Yeah, awesome.
So
thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, yeah. And Teardown? Let's show you the Teardown. Teardown is simple as this, folks. When you're done, delete.
And it'll tell you what it's going to delete.
Yep, it'll tell you exactly the resources that you're going to get rid of, so you don't have to worry about accidentally deleting the wrong thing. You actually have to do a two-factor authentication, if you will, by saying, yes, delete this.
Yeah, delete this thing. Yeah.
And same thing with the ACR. You go to the resource, you just delete the ACR. And if you create all these in their own individual resource group, you could just trash the resource group.
Yeah.
And a resource group will be like, hey, all the things are inside the box. Rather than take out each part of the box, let's just take the whole box and go and throw it away. And then we don't have to worry about
it. It's good for us people doing demos as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, just kill it at the end. Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome.
Well, I think that's all I got for you today, man.
Awesome. We'll put the show notes up there. And thanks so much for showing us this stuff.
Thanks for having me. See you all on the internet, everybody.
Yeah. See you next time on another DevOps Lab.
Bye-bye.